Everyone, this is John.
This is Wyatt.
And this is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first show for the month of March 2023.
And start over again.
We're not starting over again. This is it. This is the take. And the crew's all back together. All three of us are here. And so we're going to talk about some Pokemon. No vamping. Let's just jump right in, because there was a Pokemon Presents on the 27th.
Do you think he, wrote this out before the show?
Oh, yeah. I think he's absolutely going off a script. I'm sure he practiced this in front of a mirror, five times this morning. And Dez was just like, knock it off, dude.
Do you guys not read the Google Doc that I make for this show? Do you not?
Is there a Google Doc?
I'm so alone.
Just to piss him off, what I do is I go in and put it in through a Spanish translator and then put it back.
Oh, there's
he gave us editor rights, so we might as well have some fun.
Years and years ago at work, there was this girl I worked with, who I technically my boss at the time, was leading one of the marquee events. And she'd taken my phone and changed the language on my phone to Korean.
Ouch.
And took me forever to figure it out. So I took her golf cart and put it on the lift gate on the back of my box truck, and I put it into my box truck. And then she didn't have a golf cart. It escalated.
Killed my dog. And then
this is, I guess, the universal equivalent of putting a horse head in somebody's bed.
But we love horses.
Yeah, no vamping.
It was Pokemon Day. Pokemon Day is apparently February 27th. I'm not sure why, but
because that's, if you would listen to the direct, you would know that that's when they released the games originally in Japan. In green. Red and green.
Right. As they were originally in Japan. Blue version.
You didn't
Japan
listen to Chris Brown, and not rapper and wife beater Chris Brown, but this white guy named Chris Brown, who is apparently the director and global esports and events producer for the Pokemon company.
We do need to address. Could he go by Christopher? Can you imagine being in this guy's position where let's go to Chris Brown and then you see this white guy, this cracker ass motherfucker?
It's like the Michael Bolton scenario from Office Space.
Right, exactly. And now to talk about Digimon, here's OJ Simpson.
Yeah. Which, it said let's go talk to Chris Brown. Would you really be expecting actual Chris Brown involved with Pokemon?
Yes. Yes, I would expect that, and I was expecting that, Wes, and I was disappointed.
I got one more obscure TV reference I gotta get out of my system because we're talking about this, but right. Do you remember when Michael Sheen played one of the boyfriends of Liz Lemon on 30 Rock? Did you guys watch a lot of 30 Rock?
No, not really.
She had these famous people that would always come in and play her boyfriends, but they would have weird names. One was Matt Damon, and his character's name was literally Carol Channing.
Good.
just for fun.
Right.
But the entire time, his name is Wesley, and they never say his last name. But Michael Sheen is her boyfriend. And eventually he leaves him and comes back. And he's like, don't you want to someday be Mrs. Snipes? And he's like, wait a minute, your name is Wesley Snipes? And she's like, look at the name. Who would be Wesley Snipes? The actor or a British man? Clearly it's a British man.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. It's so good. We're talking about names now.
Yeah, we're talking about the Pokemon Presents.
Good thing we're not vamping.
So it opens up Chris Brown. But before we got to Chris Brown, not the rapper, there was that creepy Pikachu Teddy Ruxpin thing, which I found a little bit off-putting.
Yeah, a little uncanny valley, but I embrace the day that this is our digital overlord.
Hmm.
Just those dead eyes.
Right, and they move.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, and the tail moves? Oh, shit.
Yeah, it articulates a little bit, but not enough to make it, actually be lifelike.
Is that, edited in there, or is that, a robot thing?
Like an animatronic thing? Hard to tell.
Yeah, and there's that little Pikachu doll.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the guy? There's a man
on the left.
It's Chris Brown in a Pikachu suit, and
the rapper, not
Mr. Chris Brown. Take it away.
So Chris Brown, the honky from the Pokemon Company, was there to talk about something about the Pokemon World Championships. I have no thought or input on that.
I'm intrigued about it. I mean, is it going on or
No. It's in Japan for the first time ever, which, great.
Oh, I was talking about the card world champ. I don't care about that.
Well, no, it's the Pokemon World Championships, where, like, I think encompasses more than just the card game. It's also, like, the game, and might also be some Pokemon Go, but I'm not sure. Yeah,
they're actually doing competitive Pokemon Go stuff. Go? And Unite. Yeah,
Just a bunch of Pokemon properties.
Oh, that says in August. Oh, shit.
They also talked a bit about some trading card game stuff. Like they're doing something.
No, they're doing like an original deck, like the first run of like 1999.
Okay.
Box set cards, so just all the original stuff.
Get ready for that, Wes. There's going to be collectors.
I already have it.
Oh, oh, wonderful!
No. I mean, I have the actual cards. I have 3 binders at home.
Why haven't you brought them in yet, you dork?
Oh yeah, they had this really flashy
from 1999.
Yeah. There's also that we got some art from some Pokemon Netflix series, Pokemon Concierge. I don't know, looks cute. It'll probably be pretty good. They usually do a pretty good job with all of their multimedia properties now.
Yeah, very good.
There's an update to Pokemon Unite, if you care about such things.
Yeah.
There's an update to Pokemon.
I need to go back to that game.
There's an update to Pokemon Cafe Remix.
Very exciting.
If you care about such things.
I'm sure.
There's going to be an update to Pokemon Masters, bringing in some of the trainers from the Galarian, from the Galar region.
Mm-hmm.
Some truly awful British accents.
I know, featured. The voice acting was so unnerving because like this is a series that never has voice acting.
Mm.
And then they're telling me this is what these clowns sound like?
Yeah, this is what we think British people sound like.
I don't buy it.
Yeah, it was not good.
It should just be, unless it's the voice actor for the guy, whoever does Ryan.
Precisely, yeah, that's what they need.
You're not trying if that guy's not there.
Right. Pokemon Sleep still exists, and apparently is coming out at some point. If you want to have your Pokemon watch you sleep, that's a thing you can do.
I'll do it just for the yucks. Just to have a couple extra Pokemon Goes.
Because there's Pokemon Go integration.
And I feel like that's actually something people should genuinely be doing. It's one,
sleeping,
getting a good night's sleep is a game changer. I think a lot of people don't get enough sleep, and they don't sleep well when they do try to sleep.
It's not good to just pass out drunk, Wes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not how normal people sleep?
No.
No.
But yeah, and it's good to track your sleep to make sure you are getting good sleep.
What about heroin?
Heroin's okay.
Okay.
As long as you're also doing a lot of drinking.
Mm. You gotta balance it out.
Yeah.
It's about having a steady, balanced diet.
And they showed the new little attachment, the little new Pokemon Plus attachment. And when they were showing, I was like, please, God, call it Pokemon Go Plus. And guess what they're calling it? It's called
plus.
Yeah, Go Plus.
Wow. Oh.
Amazing.
So what's so sad is, like, I've got a knockoff one. And the thing that innovated with the knockoff version that makes it better than this version is that it's simply just, it's small. It's not big. It's very, very tiny. You could fit it on a keychain. It's
discreet.
It's the smallest thing on your keychain.
This thing
is like a big puck. It's like a hockey puck.
Yeah.
That's hard to bring around with you.
I want some fucking bullet points about this thing. I want to hear about this plus.
I'll see if they got some on the website.
Check that website.
Let's see.
Oh, the only big distinction between that and the current Pokemon, like, tracker thing is just that now you can determine which Pokeball you want to use.
Yeah.
Like, the one that I have, it's always just the standard Pokeball, so it's always just standard catch rates of you just chucking a Pokeball at whatever's around you. So, if it would normally have a red circle on it, you got red circle odds. That's it. Mm. And you can't attach berries or anything like that, but just for mass catching things around you, it's a fantastic tool.
Yeah. Yeah, just be able to use your ultras.
And also spinning Pokestops, honestly. Like, it's really not safe to drive around and try and play the game. Like, it's good to just have a little thing that you just set in your car. And then when the drive's over, you're like, I wonder what I got this time. Look at all this sweet stuff I got. You know, it's totally the way to go.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is a big fucking hockey puck. Holy cow.
Anything else we need to address from all of this vamping that they did before we get to the main event? Because I think what everyone was expecting was updates for Scarlet Violet. Which we did eventually get. First off, they showed some new Paradox Pokemon raids, and we got them. We actually just caught the two of them a few minutes ago. Well, Ryan, you already had the two. I already had the Walking Wake, and Wes, we got both Walking Wake and Iron Leaves for him.
Yep.
What did you guys think of those fights?
I mean, we had a hard time with Iron Leaves.
Mm.
Yeah, one was either easier than the other. Like, I did the Walking Wake solo, first try, no troubles. This one, like, I even went online to just pair with other people that were doing it. I think I did 3 attempts, and I feel like I was bringing a pretty good Pokemon to the table. It's just that everybody else on these teams were making terrible picks and just dying a lot. Because Iron Leaves is a toughie. It really does go big into attack. And, you know, if you're playing with other CPU and they die, it doesn't matter. But if you're playing with other people and they die, then it starts hurting the timer.
Yeah, and you really do need to have, like, a couple people running support to make sure that it's not just doing way too much damage. I feel like we could have had that one. Like, what you think we tried, like, 6 or 7 times? I think we probably could have had it on the fifth or sixth try, but I got crit right at the end,
I didn't bring anything great. I was using the Charizard and the Cinderace from the other race.
Which is funny, because toward the end, you're like using a Charizard just for growl and smokescreen.
I was using a growl, and that was it. I was like, well done, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't want the attack to get out of control with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was using a Fortress, which I think barely touched me. I don't think in the entire time that we did all of these, I don't think I ever went into orange. I was pretty much green the whole time. But that's also super tanky, and it's Steel Bug, resists the moves Iron Leaves does perfectly, because it does Psychic, Grass, and a Bug move.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But these are they're pretty cool.
Your Cerulean is pretty good.
Yeah, Cerulean, once I got him up to, like, +4, +6 attack, I was able to do some good amount of damage. But it was just being able to make it to the end.
Yeah.
I definitely needed the support. Mm-hmm. But pretty cool designs. It's Walking Wake, kind of a take on Suicune.
Yeah,
looks that one's much cooler. The ones from Scarlet looked so much cooler than the dumb robot things from...
All the iron ones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I also think they're named a little bit better, because everything from Violet is just iron something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Iron Wake is, you know, the robotic take on Virizion from Gen 5.
Leaves. Iron Leaves?
Yeah.
Iron Wake, you just merged the two.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, nice to see some Gen 5 Pokemon making a comeback here. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Anything else about these raids that we need to get to?
I don't think so.
No, they're available, I think, until the middle of the month, so there's time. Mm-hmm. We did get confirmation of Pokemon Home support coming soon for Scarlet Violet. It'd be nice to have that.
There was actually maintenance last night, because I was trying to prep my one of my Pokemon games for a coworker to give him a Pokemon. And it wouldn't let me go into home until, like, they said it was shut off till, like, 1 a.m. So I was like, well, fuck, I guess I gotta wake up in the morning and do it.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I think they're prepping it. If it's not, I mean, I guess it'll go live soon, because they already seem to be doing a lot of maintenance and downtime to get it up and running.
Good. And then they closed out the show. We did finally get confirmation for DLC for Scarlet Violet coming this fall and this winter in 2 different waves. It's not Kalos.
It's not.
You know, it's a bummer. Shame. Would have been really cool, but, you know, that's a pretty substantial update. And, you know, it looks like this will have some substantial content. I'm confident in the DLC that they do for these games. It's always pretty good content and well worth it. It's called The Hidden Treasure of Area Zero. The 2 different waves are the Teal Mask and the Indigo Disc. You're on some sort of school trip or some sort of exchange program in both. So I think that kind of implies there's going to be some sort of new geography that you're going to be going through, which is good. Good to have some, rather than just kind of scattering different things throughout the regular map, have some new places to go to. And they're also bringing back some Pokemon from different generations. Milotic, Vikavolt, Zebstrika, Metagross, the Kanto version of Ninetales, just to name a few. There's a bunch more that they show that they're going to bring back.
I think the total decks within this world, when all said and done after both of these expansions, is supposed to be somewhere around 800.
Oh, shit.
Which is good, because there's like 1,100-ish.
Yeah, that's really good.
Like, that's almost everything.
I think the Galar decks before the DLC was about 400. I think the DLC probably added another 200, maybe 300. So,
yeah
they're getting quite a few in here. They're also showing...
And the big gaps, as I understand, are going to be Gen 4, probably because they don't want to cannibalize their existing games. If anybody wants a Gen 4 Pokemon, guess what? They've got both. They've got Arceus you can play, which you should. It's a great game. And then they got the Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl, so...
Yeah.
I'm fucking over Staraptor. Yeah, if I don't want to see over Staraptor, I'm fine.
Yeah, they're widely available.
Yeah.
And they showed a couple of new legendaries, at least some key art for some new legendaries. Ogerpon and Terrapagos. Mm-hmm. Some sort of, looks like probably grass and water types, at least as base types, might have some secondary types in there as well. We shall see. This DLC is available to pre-purchase for $35. Not too shabby. I'm confident that's worth it because the DLC is always substantial for these games.
Yeah.
And for pre-purchasing, you can get a Hisuian Zor arc available in your version of Scarlet or Violet.
Well, that's great.
And as long as you pre-purchase before October, by October 31st, so before November 1st, you'll be able to grab that. Mm-hmm. So that probably hints at least at like October release date for this stuff at the earliest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How excited are you about these new outfits? How limited the outfits they give us are in the first place.
Oh, it'll be nice to be able to get some new looks, but I
who cares?
I would like to be able to have the same sort of level of customization for Pokemon characters, your avatars you had in Sword Shield. Yeah. Be nice.
They got a little mistreated with this generation. I think they were so good to us with the previous ones. We just all kinds of crazy clothing options.
Though the only thing that I wanted to do in Sword Shield is get rid of that bulky backpack. If I was able to do that, it would have been perfect. Mm-hmm. But no such luck this time around. And I guess some people, as you might have guessed, some people on the internet weren't jazzed with this presentation. Mm. I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's all just silly bullshit. And sure,
I'm going to speculate that these same people that are complaining and their comment history are probably also the ones that are complaining that the live-action actress from Last of Us isn't cute enough, even though she's like 14 or something.
Are there people who are complaining about that?
Yes.
She's creepy.
Yeah. Deep within a lot of these people that just go on online and bitch about video games.
No, she is
truly creepy.
She's tremendous. Like, I've not engaged with any sort of discourse on the Last of Us TV show. I'm liking it. I'm watching it. I hear a lot about, oh my God, Mr. Pascal. His first name is escaping me.
Pedro?
Pedro Pascal. Hear a lot about him. I think he's fine. I think she's still in the show. She's great.
I'm not watching the show until I play the game, and God knows when I will get around to playing
the game. why are you doing that to yourself?
I know I'm going to play the game, so I don't want to, like, the story beats messed up for the game.
Okay.
I'm still burned from all of these years of Resident Evil movies, so.
Wow. Welcome to Raccoon City, though.
That was all right.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
But I think this presentation, I suppose it could have been better, but, I mean, do we want them to announce, like, another fucking new game? We just had three games within 13 months. Like,
yeah.
I think, like, the DLC is fine to take us through this year. That's okay. For me, like,
I could use more Pokemon Go stuff, honestly. Like, I would have liked to have seen more than just, like, okay, they're telling us about Gimme Ghoul. We've known about this for months. We've been able to collect coins for months. And also, I don't give a shit about that, really.
Like, right.
It's cool that it's there, but I don't...
But instead, like, they spent a couple of minutes on Pokemon Masters. Like,
yeah. What did they say about Gimme Ghoul?
Gimme Ghoul will be something you can get in Pokemon Go. They're integrating it with the stickers that you get or from postcards from trading with other people around the world.
Okay.
So you'll import those into home, and in doing so, they will give you coins for the distance traveled from the gifts. So that's how you're eventually going to go into Go and evolve your Gimme Ghoul. They're pretty cool. And also, like, that's a neat thing is that Pokemon Go recently integrated this opening gifts mechanic from distant locations to getting the various pavilions in those areas. So, like, the United States, for the most part, has modern, but, you know, depending upon where in the world you are, you'll get one of the, I think there's, like, 15 to 20 varieties of pavilion patterns. So, just a kind of a neat feature to integrate with the game.
Mm-hmm.
So now people that, you know, want them in home, because that's, believe it or not, that's actually a pretty big trading commodity in home, are the various versions of other ones. So, like, things like Pikachu hats or Furfrows with the different costumes or the different designs.
The different haircuts.
They can be extremely valuable based on, like, I mean, like, the Furfrow with the heart cut is only available, like, in February, I think. Just, like... Very briefly, in a window, is it available to even get that cut on it in Pokemon Go? So
that's pretty cool.
Neither here nor there. I'm just saying it's kind of cool. But I feel like stuff is constantly happening in Pokemon Go all the time, and I feel like they are underselling it because it's such a cool thing.
Now, for me, like the two things that were kind of missing was I would have liked to see the Game Boy and GBA games added to the Switch Online services. That'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing. People were expecting that.
It'll happen eventually. It would have been cool to have them announce it here, but it will happen. And I would have actually to see footage from the DLC. Like, if they're going to have new geography, I'd like to see it. It's still a ways off, so I understand why they didn't, but we're sitting through a lot of stuff about, like, Unite and Cafe Remix and Masters and Pokemon Sleep to get to an announcement that we all just kind of expected anyway. And again, I'm not worried about the content of the DLC. There have always been really good with that. I think that the Pokemon company isn't in this unfortunate position where they're always very closely associated with Nintendo. And Nintendo will put out these Nintendo Directs that are always just like game announcement after game announcement. It's just 40 minutes of nonstop, here's something else new to look at. Whereas the Pokemon company has to cover this, or chooses to cover this wider range of topics, like the Pokemon World Championships and all of their mobile stuff. And Nintendo is just a video game company, so like here you're here to see video games. Here they are.
Yeah, I mean that's Pokemon company. It's the largest multimedia empire in the world. Yep. So it's doing a lot of different things.
So if you're going into a Pokemon Presents hoping just to hear about games, yeah, you're probably going to be disappointed because they're going to cover more topics than that.
Am I wrong in saying that they also announced that they were going to have those plushies that are coming out too?
I don't know.
There are two new types of plushes that are going to be coming around, so
I don't remember.
They got it all. They got everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have high expectations, so I wasn't really super disappointed.
What venture do you think they haven't done yet that they should do? Let's just spitball brainstorm.
They've done puzzles, they've done children's books, they've done TV shows, they talk about a TV show.
Fast food restaurant.
I bet they have a cafe.
Yeah, I mean, they already have the Cafe Remix thing. Like, why don't they actually have just like a shitty, like,
oh, I'm sure they do over like Japan.
Yeah, something. Yeah, they're Pokemon cafes.
Like a Panda Express or something. It's like ready to go.
Like a chain. Yeah. Because I think in Japan, like, they're more like dedicated, like more and more niche establishments rather than like a chain.
But how far did they take it? Did they make it so like the things on the menu are Pokemon?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you absolutely do that.
Yeah.
And
so you're eating Pokemon. Or they have a bunch of Pokemon in the back room, and they're just murdering, butchering them right there.
I mean, they don't
farm the table.
They don't play it up like that. I'm sure in the same way that, like, you know, most chicken restaurants use chickens as their advertising.
Right. We only do that with lobsters. We only let you pick your lobster.
Yeah, like the magic carp. I got nothing clever.
I mean, if you want to play
a fish dish, but it looks like a magic carp.
Yeah, if you can do smoothies, I feel like a smoothie shop, you can open one of those things up in the hole in a wall. You know, you don't need a lot to make that happen. Mm. Yeah, I feel like this is a thing that could happen.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't impressive, but I'm not mad about it. It kind of feels like they did a presentation because it was Pokemon Day, and it felt like they kind of had to.
They just forgot, like, oh shit, Dave.
It's Pokemon Day. What do we got? Put something in Pokemon Unite. Let's go.
Chris Brown. No, the other Chris Brown. We appreciate your input, though. No, they probably were just like, we haven't said anything in a while, so hey, we're still here doing our thing.
Mm-hmm. So, you want to talk about some actual new Pokemon?
Let's do it.
All right.
I suppose.
Ryan, why don't you kick us off? We each got four. Wes, you don't have anything?
I completely forgot.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we kind of did this all last minute. Normally, I do much more in-depth takes on mine and yours, but I didn't even do two of yours, so.
That's okay.
You're going to have to tell me what I'm supposed to think about them.
I will.
Okay, I'll start with Annihilape, which is a fighting ghost. It's the third form now of Primeape.
Yep.
So this is a first-gen Pokemon, Mankey, and then Primeape. They're both just normal, mono-type fighting types, so now you've got this ghost form, and yeah, it is actually really clever that it's paying off a very old Pokedex entry for Primeape, where they say that it would get so worked up its heart would stop. This is supposed to be the end result of one of those Primeapes that got completely out of control.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Yeah. So it has
died? Gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Or, I mean, depending upon how you interpret ghost, it could mean that it unlocked some sort of ethereal element within itself.
No, it died.
Oh, yeah, it's dead. However you want to take it.
He went to hell, and then was like, no, I got more shit to do, and came back.
Yeah. You're asking me, like, don't tell me you died. And I'm like, well, sure. went to hell, came back, you know. Vital Spirit, Inner Focus, and Defiant. I like Defiant on it. I think that's probably the best one.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Yeah, just nice getting some random stat boosts. 535 combined stats, 110 HP, yeah, 115 attack, 80 defense, 50 special attack, 90 special defense, and 90 speed. So,
real good.
Pretty solid bulk, good speed, and a pretty good 115 attack. That's really, really nice, actually. So, I think this thing's actually just absolutely fantastic for just your standard issue playthrough. It's an interesting type combo where you have four weaknesses, Flying, Ghost, Psychic, and Fairy, but you get three resists, a couple of immunities. It's all in all pretty solid, pretty stable. Really cool moveset. Probably going to end up with something to the effect of like Close Combat, Drain Punch, Rage Fist, which is really cool because that's one of those consecutive ramping moves. It starts out at base 50, which isn't much, but it's plus 50 for every consecutive hit. So if you let it go, it's just gonna keep just compounding upon itself with damage. Very, very good. What else about it? Oh, if you want to do some kind of like statusy setup stuff, it does get access to bulk up for yourself, screech to lower your opponent's defenses. Yeah, but you get a lot of other moves. As you can imagine, it learns all of the different various punches. I believe it learns things like Rock Slide. It's got a ton of moves, but really, like, I don't know why you wouldn't just use, you know, Close Combat.
This is used a lot in competitive, but I think it's because of Fido Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
So just people use it in competitive just to be, that thing needs to die right now. Like that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Yeah, whatever works. I really like the design. I think it's very cool. Actually, I wrote that this actually looks like a fan-made design. You know, like, whenever you ever see, like, pictures of fan drawings where it's like, this looks so cool, but they'd never go for it. This is what one of those drawings looks like. So, I think it's, yeah, this is definitely, it's genuinely fun to play, and it's really not that overpowered. I mean, 535 is pretty good stats, but it's not absolutely bonkers, out of control, crazy strong. It's just a fun Pokemon and very enjoyable.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go over to Glamora, the ore Pokemon.
All right.
I got a couple of Pokemon Pokedex entries here for us. When this Pokemon detects danger, it will open its crystalline petals and fire beams from its conical body. And the other entry is, Glamora's petals are made from a crystallized poison energy. It has recently become evident that these petals resemble Terra Jewels. It's a rock poison type, evolves from Glimmit at level 35. It's got a 4 times weakness to ground, which is a bummer. Also weak to steel, water, and psychic. Resists the normal flying, poison, bug, fire, and fairy types. So quite a few resistances there, which is cool. A couple of different abilities. It's got the signature ability Toxic Debris. When it's hit by a physical attack, it scatters toxic spikes on the opponent's side of the field, a maximum of 2 layers. And just a bit of a side note here, multi-hit moves. So if it's hit by like a Fury Swipes, each one of those multi-hit moves will scatter the spikes. So you get hit by, you switch into something, you get hit by a Fury Swipes or something, and there you go, you got your 2 layers of toxic spikes out there. And its hidden ability is Corrosion, which means you can inflict poison status on Pokemon that are normally immune to poison. Whatever. Obviously, Toxic Debris is the way to go with this thing. You got a big total base stat at 525, distributed 83, 55, 90, 130 for the big special attack, 81, and 86. So, you know, decently bulky with a big special attack and surprisingly quick at 86 for the speed.
Mm-hmm.
Your level up moves, you're getting things like Ancient Power, Veno Shock, which is a cool one, especially with that Toxic Debris. You can run Sandstorm if you feel like it. Power Gem, Acid Armor is a cool way to set up. Sludge Wave, just for some raw power. By TM, you're getting things like Mud Shot and Earth Power, which are good ones if you want to get some type coverage for your weakness. Dazzling Gleam, Flash Cannon is another good one to cover some weakness. Energy Ball, Solar Beam, Sludge Bomb. Through your egg moves, you're getting things like Explosion, Memento, and Toxic. None of those are really super useful. But this is a really solid Pokemon. Great natural ability, that signature ability. Could be a sneaky fun swap-in to like bring in something that you're resistant to, because there are a lot of resistances, and just get some poison on the field to just mess with the opponent for the rest of the match. Pretty decent setup, things with like acid armor, and you get like a black sludge or a leftover, so a little bit of recovery. Sandstorm will do things like buff your special defense, and you got pretty decent bulk already, so some extra special defense is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tremendous special attack, that's obviously the highlight. And just like, if you just want to do like raw damage for like a four fun run through, you could run like a power gem sludge bomb for your sabs, and then energy ball flash cannon to cover your weaknesses, and you got four solid moves on a solid Pokemon, Tom.
Yeah, I think it's surprisingly bulky too, especially when you think a combination of just simply black, just having it hold black sludge, and then on top of that, just getting it acid armor.
Yeah.
This thing could really wall up pretty quickly, and again, just running 130 special attack is very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, all in all, it feels like a little stronger than it should be in just about every stat.
Yeah, and you're going to outspeed a lot of things with a base 86.
Yeah.
So that and the big special attack alone are going to do a lot of work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, very cool Pokemon.
Not bad.
Tag in.
All right, me?
Yep.
All right, I'll do Scryptail next. Scryptail is a Paradox Pokemon. So this is a play on Wigglytuff, or well, I guess just the Jigglypuff originally, yeah. And ignores the idea of the Wigglypuff or Wigglytuff evolution. Kind of in the vein of what they did with Fluttermane, mm-hmm. You know, like there's Miss Magius, yeah, technically, but the Paradox version completely ignores the fact that there would be an evolution. Anyway, has Protosynthesis, as all the other things do. 570 combined stats. Oh, if I didn't say already, it's a Fairy Psychic, so nice type combo, but Fairy Psychic. Total stats, 570 with 115 HP, 65 attack, 99 defense, 65 special attack, 115 special defense, and 111 speed.
Oof.
This thing is a really fucking tanky.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly tanky. I think it's, well, for one, I would say that it's good that they're making an evolution on this, or it's like a branching evolution on this, because, you know, back in the day, like, Wigglytuff was a monster. Like, first-gen Wigglytuffs were crazy powerful. But with every generation that's gone on, Wigglytuff has sort of just been in its place. It's just with the power creep of everything else has never really caught up with Wigglytuff. So it's nice to see them just say, hey, we're throwing that out the window. Here's a brand new take on this. So yeah, being Fairy Psychic, it's only weak to three things. It's weak to Poison, Ghost, and Steel. Again, just big defense, tons of speed. Really, really nice. You can get a lot of different kinds of builds going with this thing too. One of the fun ones is just having it be a white mage. Just having it be Protect, Light Screen, Noble Roar, Helping Hand, Wish. Like, you will not die, your team will not die, and they will do a lot of extra damage. So, just like a zero DPS Pokemon, this thing is amazing. If you actually wanted to do some damage, you've got Calm Mind, you got Storm Power, you got Dazzling Gleam. You can really get some crazy damage going with this thing. Like, you just got to kind of take the time to power it up to make that happen. And if you just want to be a douche, you could go Perish Song, Disable, and Protect. Like, no one can touch you if you just run Perish Song, Disable, and Protect. What a dickhead moveset to just annoy your opponent and
have them
never touch you. I really like the design. Good use of color. Kind of a not good shiny. The only thing that's different on the shiny form is that the eyes go from yellow to red.
Yeah, I hate that they did that on a few of them. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
This is a cop-out. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Brown was just lazy in the office that day. I was just, you know...
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say it about Annihilate either. Annihilate is a little different. It's cool, but it's not, like, a drastic change. It's not like the Espeon change going from, like, pink to, you know, construction green.
Hmm. You could even, like, you mentioned, like, using Calm Mind to do a special run because of the split attacks. I mean, neither of the attack stats are particularly good, but you could run a bulk up and do a physical set if you wanted to.
Yeah,
it's totally. It's got a lot of,
so inclined.
Yeah, it's got a lot of physical moves that you can use. I was looking to see if it would get like a nasty plot, but sadly it does not.
Yeah.
But yeah, that might be a little too mean. You can run a substitute. You can run a bulk up substitute.
Yeah, this thing is just annoying as fuck.
Yeah. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I will tag back in with... Oh, who do I have next? Stand by. Reaccess my document here. Oh, Earthworm. Here we go.
All right, let's hear it.
The Earthworm Pokemon. When attacked, this Pokemon will wield tendrils on its body like fists and pelt opponents with a storm of punches. Gross. The other entry for this one, this Pokemon lives in arid deserts. It maintains its metal body by consuming iron from the soil. This is a pure steel single form Pokemon that is new to the Paldean region. It is, as a singular steel type, of course, weak to fighting, fire, and ground, immune to poison, and resists normal flying, rock, bug, steel, psychic, grass, ice, dragon, and fairy. Lots of resistances for a steel type. Now, it does have that weakness to ground, but it has the signature ability Earth Eater, which means when it is hit by a ground move, it negates damage and HP is restored by a max by one-fourth of its max HP. So,
reducing its three weaknesses to two weaknesses and an additional immunity.
Yeah.
As if this thing wasn't, you know, tanky enough.
Yeah, and, you know, a nice swap-in. If you want to save swap into a ground move. Hidden ability is Sand Veil, but I don't see why you would want that over Earth Eater. Sand Veil, just for context, moves used against a Pokemon with Sand Veil during a sandstorm are modified by a factor of 4/5, so the accuracy would be taken down from 100% to 80%. And then out of battle reduces the chance of encountered wild Pokemon by 50%. That doesn't mean a whole lot in the newest Pokemon games because encounters are not random. Total base stats of 480. It is all loaded into physical defense at 145. Did we need another Onix? Because here's one right here. The stats are distributed otherwise as 70, 85, so a bit more attack than Onix, that's for sure. 145, 60, 55, and 65. By level up, you're getting moves like Smackdown, Bulldoze, Iron Head, Sandstorm, Iron Defense, Iron Tail, Earthquake. Shed Tail is a pretty fun little move that cuts.
This is like one of the most one-dimensional move sets I've ever seen on a level up.
Right, it's doing one thing and it's not doing anything you don't expect a steel type to do. It's using ground, rock, and steel moves. Mm-hmm. By TM, you're getting more of the usual suspects. Rock Tomb, Body Slam, Rock Slide, Stomping Tantrum, Spikes if you want, Heavy Slam. Some of the egg moves are pretty cool, though. Curse, Coil, Metal Burst. You can do some buffing up if you feel like it. This thing, going in, I didn't think this was going to be very good at all. Not as bad as I thought it would be. But all those stats are really loaded into defense, so it's still not that great. Could be a fun swap into ground moves with that Earth Eater ability. Shed Tail seems like a kind of fun way to synergize with your team. Just throw up a substitute for someone else and get out. It's got some fun little gadget tricks in a PvP fight. Really frail to special attacks. With a total base HP of 70 and a special defense of 55 and 65 speed, you're going to be real weak to those special fire moves. Mm-hmm. Not particularly great for a for fun run through. Solid stab moves, but slow and frail.
So a physical defense Scream Tail versus this thing, who breaks through first? Or just no one does?
That might be worth testing.
Yeah.
I like this guy. I mean, he's not great, but you know, he's just this goofy little worm with arms on its neck. I mean, it's just...
We do have a soft spot for steel types.
I do have a steel, yeah. I wish this thing had an evolution, and I was really sad to find out when it didn't.
It's funny you bring that up, because there's a fan theory that this is an evolution.
Of what?
Of Magikarp.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there's this speculation.
Yeah, it's the same. Fish turns into a worm?
Yeah, it's this. There was this speculation.
It's a fish that turns into a sky worm.
That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. I forget the whole lore behind it, but it was one of those like weird, like what if fan theories. You know how like I'm trying to think of some examples, but like Dragonair looks clearly like it was supposed to be the Dragonite. Or
with Gyarados,
Gyarados, yeah. Like that kind of shit, where people think that this thing is based on this thing, like Wigglytuff and Gengar,
or Clefable and Gengar.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So I don't know. I recall reading something where someone was like, "There's a couple of reasons why this thing was technically supposed to be an evolved version of Magikarp that got scrapped, and they just reworked it to make it a Steel type."
Maybe it would be kind of fun to one day find out that Magikarp is like an Eevee and just can turn to a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
I'll look up the shiny real quick because I didn't do that before. I'm not quite sure what the...
I believe it's blue. I've got one. It's blue.
Okay. That's fun.
And yeah, it is
It is blue.
Very, it does stick out for sure.
So I have two thoughts. If they ever gave it evolution, they should, one, maybe make it kind of like a Hydra with a bunch of different Orthworm's heads.
Sure, sure.
Or make it like the Hecatonchire from, what myth is that? Is that Greek myth? I think it's Greek myth. Mm-hmm. The things that have like 100 arms with like 100,000 arms or something like that.
You could have said any group and we'd be like, yeah, sure, Nordic myth, right?
So like just give them a bunch more of those spots and just a bunch of arms burst out of them. I think that'd be really cool.
You know what they're going to do? They're just going to give it another segment and call it Orthworm.
That's great.
You're looking at me like, fuck you, Wes.
Is it Orthworm? Is that right?
Orthworm? Sure. Orthworm. Yeah. No? You don't like my Dedun Sparse joke?
Your Pokemon Plus Plus? I'm starting to think you're just developing a stutter, John.
Developing? It's full blown. All right, what, Ryan, tag in.
All right, next one I got on my list is Brute Bonnet.
Hell yeah.
Brute Bonnet, huh? So
just moving through those.
Yeah, Paradox. Hey, so someone's got to eat up all these different friggin' Paradox Pokemon. So again, this is a Protosynthesis, so it is the Scarlet version. It is the past form. It is a Grass Dark, Rough-type combo. But yeah, it's a plant on Amoongus. I've always liked Amoongus. It's kind of a cool design.
Come on.
So yeah, they basically just beefed it up and made it look even more fucking ridiculous.
I thought Amoongus was the laziest thing.
There's a Voltorb.
There is a Voltorb. I'll give you that one, Ari. Yeah. But, you know, it's just a mushroom with a Pokemon head and a Pokemon arms. And Pokeball.
Who designed Pokemon in Gen 5 really liked giving Pokemon arms with heads on them, or arms with faces on them, because Hydreigon, of course, has two arms. And
Yeah, they already have a Hydra.
There's like Dodrio as well. It's three-headed.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
They can have two Hydras.
No, Dodrio and Dodrio.
Mm-hmm. No, the design's been made, John. It's done.
Yeah. Right, they've never made more than one fish. No. Or one bird.
No.
Mm-hmm. The bird's not real.
Anyway, total base stats, 570.
Total base stats, 570, for sure. Has 111 HP, 127 attack, 99 defense, 79 special attack, 99 special defense, and 55 speed. Not the fastest thing in the world. But
bulky. Hey.
Yeah, ain't that funny that they wouldn't let it have 100 flat defense and special attack?
Isn't that like, weird?
99. You get 99 and that's it.
And 79 special attack. You can't have 77 special attack.
Yeah.
And get that one stat to their defenses.
I just always assume in the Pokemon lab there's a bunch of different scientists that are like, you know, going over the tablets and are like, no, we can't have this thing be 100. The meta won't allow it. You know, as though the meta is just fucking broken in this game anyway. Alright, but yeah, so playing Amoongus, it's pretty cool. It's rough type though. Rough being this type combo because you got 7 weaknesses. Never fun to be weak to 7 of things, but what you probably should keep in mind is that you can just Terra type it. Just Terastalize the thing. It's a fantastic thing to Terastalize, and then you just carve off either 4 or 3 weaknesses, whichever you prefer. Or just make it normal. Have it have one weakness. You know, who cares? Who gives a shit?
It is kind of funny though, you get those 7 weaknesses, but then 6 resists and immunity. There are 4 things that affect it normally.
Yeah, yeah. There's some Pokemon are just like normal and stable and just have a couple of weaknesses and a couple of resists. This one has to be extra. Mm. It has to have like everything going on. Where the thing that it has the least of is like normally affected by it. At any rate, it's still not so bad. And also like why is this thing great? Is because there are very few Pokemon that can do as much just mayhem and damage turn one as this thing can. Literally, you've got access to Spore, Sucker Punch, Growth, and Giga Drain. That's your fucking moveset. Like, off the bat, you are just ruining people's days. Just go in with a 70 base attack dark move with 127 attack. If your opponent is not prepared for this, God forbid they're weak to dark type moves. They are dead. They are just instantly dead. And that's his first turn. No setup required. God forbid you get a Spore off and you've got a couple of turns to do a thing like a Growth. You then have Giga Drain. You're going to stay alive forever. You know, it's... I don't know. I think there are use cases for this thing, and being that it has 7 weaknesses, you do have to watch out for some stuff. But just on like a I'm going to mash A through fights in a game. I don't know you'll find a better thing than just a sucker punch brute bonnet. Crazy damage output.
Yeah, it is kind of unfortunate that, you know, something like a Giga Drain isn't taking advantage of the big attack as a special attack move. If I were getting the statues,
but you also got, again, you spore something immediately. Yeah. They're asleep. You've probably got at least two or three turns to play with. And then, yeah, have a growth. Have a Giga Drain. Get a little out of control with that thing.
Yeah.
Also, it does have Clear Smog, too. So that's a just generally useful move. Good in raids. Just good at shutting something down that's starting to get a little out of control. And, yeah, you guys don't like the design. I like the design. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
I like this new form. It's got that cool, like, greenish stuff, right, like, mold.
I like Amoongus. It's Wes that didn't like Amoongus.
No, I didn't like it. But, I mean, this version does look pretty cool when they added the mold and crap.
What's also neat is that they kept the shiny logic on this one, too. The shiny is blue. In the same way that shiny Amoongus is blue.
Nice.
Instead of just the normal red, it is, like, royal blue.
Hmm. So. I think your Screaming Tail is just different color eyes.
Of course.
God, yeah. So dumb. It's so dumb. Mm-hmm.
Let's move over to Bombardier, the item drop Pokemon. For its Pokemon entries, we got it gathers things up in an apron made from shed feathers added to the Pokemon's chest feathers, then drops those things from high places for fun.
What a dick.
Bombardier uses the apron on its chest to bundle up food, which it carries back to its nest. It enjoys dropping things that make loud noises.
What a dick.
Presumably also for fun. It is a flying dark-type single-form Pokemon that makes it weak to rock, ice, electric, and fairy. Immune to both psychic and ground and resist ghosts, grass, and dark. So a pretty decent trade-off there. Abilities, you got things like big pecs, which means other Pokemon can't lower its defense stat. Keen eyes, other Pokemon can't lower its accuracy. Also ignores the target's evasion. Its hidden ability is Rocky Payload, which increases the damage of rock moves done by Bombardier by 50%. Basically makes it a stab move. So you get three stab types with this Pokemon with its hidden ability. I think that's the one you want to go with for this Pokemon. Total base stats, looking at 45. That's not too bad. It's pretty decent. Distributed 70, big 103 attack, 85, 60, 85, 82. So some decent speed with a jolly nature. You're probably going to move pretty quickly. Okay, defensive stats, kind of fringy. HP is not super great, but you know, if you're able to get some speed up, you're going to be able to do some decent damage pretty quickly. By level up, you're doing things like Hone Claws, Rock Throw, Rock Tomb, Rock Slide, Thief, Dual Wing Beat, Pluck, Knock Off. A lot of moves that are just manipulating held items, like Pluck, Knock Off, Thief. By TM, you can do things like Aerial Ace, Acrobatics, Snarl, Icy Wind, U-Turn, Foul Play, Dark Pulse, Fly, Nasty Plot. If you want to do a special build with this thing for some reason, lots of special attacks. A Hurricane for a Pokemon with 60 base special attacks. It's able to learn a lot of these things. By Egg Move, you can get Feather Dance, Power Trip, Roost, Sky Attack, and Sucker Punch. That's not too bad. That's pretty solid.
I mean, the three moves that stuck out for me when I was looking at this, Feather Dance, Roost, Taunt.
Mm-hmm.
Again, lowering someone's attack is the same thing as increasing your defense. This thing can wall pretty hard. And you just have a base 103 physical. I just feel like there's probably a lot of fights where you could just wait them out. You could just keep Feather Dancing them, Roost if you need to. Taunt, so all they can do is attack. <That's> mean. You just take them out with a little fucking whatever move you want. Have Rock Slide.
Because why not?
Right, you know.
Yeah, you know, like I was saying, give it a jolly nature. It'll hit hard and decently fast.
Yeah.
I kind of like the item trickery this thing can do. You know, not great. I think if you're just looking for something to hit hard and fast, Kilowattrel is doing what this thing does, but better. But if you're looking for something to wall up, this thing's probably your better option. It's pretty usable in just a four-fun run-through as well. And give it, like, Rock Slide, Pluck, Knock Off, and Roost, and you're cooking. Not bad.
Yeah, I think it just looked kind of boring. Mm. Not going to lie.
Kilowattrel's a little bit, just
judge it, but, you know, you get Flamigo. Flamigo looks like it's more fun. And then you got, Kilowattrel, which is really cool. and perfectly fulfills its two types. Mm. Like, you gotta love how great it is as both an electric and a flying type.
Yeah, of all the new birds that they added, I think Kilowattrel is still a standout.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the other one, the Squawkabilly?
Mm-hmm, yep. We talked about that one last time.
Yikes.
Yeah, that thing was just... But still, why are you here, Chatot? What are you doing? Anything else about this thing before we move on?
No, nothing there.
All right, let's move ahead.
Last one for me, at least. Walking Wake. So I'm actually talking about the nice one we literally just got here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Walking Wake, it is a water dragon. It also has protosynthesis. It's being treated just like your other Paradox Pokemon. This is from the version Scarlet, of course. A little tougher than usual. Total base stats, 590.
Oof.
99 HP, 83 attack, 91 defense, 120 special attack, 83 special defense, and 109 speed. So fast as fuck. And it has really, really good special attack. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would start by saying I love Suicune. It's always been one of my favorite legendary Pokemons. I think the design is sick. So this is fantastic. This thing looks so cool. It looks so badass. A little
raptor with that really creepy lizard tail thing that's spinning in the back. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Two tails.
Two tails? I didn't even see the second tail.
Yeah, it was a bit tough to see in that raid, but yeah, the design has two tails.
Oh, that's creepy. Yeah. So cool.
So yeah, I really enjoy the design. I think that's very cool. Only has two weaknesses. This is one of those types where it's like they synergize so well together, mm-hmm. water type and dragon type, because dragon neutralizes a lot of water's problems, and water will take care of at least the ice type. I believe water resists ice, so you're only down to two weaknesses, those being dragon and fairy. And yeah, crazy speed, 125 special attack, which is, by the way, getting boosted by 30% because of protosynthesis. So, I mean, that's just gnarly. Tack on, would that be 30 and a quarter? About 160? You're talking about 160 attack. Crazy, crazy. Has some interesting movesets, too. So, has a ton of moves that seem to be centered around the idea that you want to reduce your opponent's attack. Noble Roar, Breaking Swipe, Snarl, Chilling Water, all of these things as a added effect reduce opponents' attacks. So they're clearly going for some kind of angle with that. You can also boost yourself with Dragon Dance as well. Always nice to have a Dragon Dance. And has this move called Hydro Steam, which is interesting because it's, you know, typically if something puts up a Sunny Day as a water type, it's like, that's going to hurt you a little bit. But yeah. In this case, what Hydro Steam does is it increases the base damage of a water move to 120. So it perfectly hedges the scenario. If you're, well, for one, it means you don't even have to use, what is the held item for Paradox Pokemon? I'm trying to think of the...
Oh, the booster...
Booster energy.
Yeah.
You don't have to hold a booster energy if someone's just going to throw up a Sunny Day and give you some harsh sunlight. Then that means you're already going to activate that. You can use any other held item you want that could make this a more spicy build. And on top of that, you're going to run in with the Hydro Steam to shut down any other fire types that may have been benefited by having that. Kind of clever. Clever that that's there.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I think that it's still super fresh. I've had this thing in my game for 24 hours, so I really don't know exactly how good it is, but just on paper, this looks like it's going to be super fun to play with.
Yeah, yeah. Super cool Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Wes, any further thoughts on Walking Wake?
It's cool. Mm-hmm. I literally just caught it and saw it for the first time, like, right before we started recording, so.
Yeah, it's kind of fresh for all of
us. It's got tiny little raptor arms. It's awesome.
God, I love it.
All right, let's bring it home with Scovillain, mm-hmm. the spicy pepper Pokemon.
I wanted to use this thing. It's just the goofiest, dumbest thing.
I think you should. Mm-hmm. I think you should. Yeah. A couple of Pokedex entries here. The redhead converts spicy chemicals into fire energy and blasts the surrounding area with a super spicy stream of flame.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other entry is the greenhead has turned vicious due to spicy chemicals stimulating its brain. Once it goes on a rampage, there's no stopping it. It is, of course, a grass fire type, evolves from Capsicid, I think is how you pronounce it, with a fire stone. It is weak to flying, poison, and rock. So, not that big a deal. Any of those things. And resists steel, grass, electric, and fairy.
Pretty good type combo.
Yeah, that was a really good type combo. Mm-hmm. Abilities, you're getting chlorophyll, which will double the speed of the Pokemon during harsh sunlight. Insomnia, of course, can't be put to sleep. Its hidden ability is Moody, which means that at the start of the Pokemon's turn, it will randomly bump up a stat plus two and bump down a random stat minus one.
There's a little RNG to that, but
yeah,
generally errs on the side of fun.
Yeah. And I think the other abilities are so vanilla that why not? Kind of fun to be Moody.
Yeah.
Total base stats of 486. So okay, thematically logical. In that it has split attacks, both at 108. And then its attack spread is 65, 108, 65, 108, 65, 75 speed. So, pretty frail.
Yeah.
By level up, you're getting moves like Spicy Extract, which is its kind of signature move. And I think that it bumps up an opponent's attack and then bumps down the opponent's defense. So, you know, you're
by two stages.
Yeah. So you're getting.
So if it's a special attacker, go for it. Like you're not even. It might as well just be a. I mean, why didn't they just give it whatever the minus two attack is?
Screech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why didn't they just give it Screech or whatever?
You're getting harsh. You're getting a lot of the things that you expect: some grass and fire type, flamethrower, razor leaf, sunny day, crunch, seed bomb, solar beam, overheat. You're getting a lot of different types of attacking moves, both physical and special. Also, Zen Headbutt by level up. By TM, Stomping Tantrum, Will-O-Wisp, Giga Drain, Fire Blast, Leaf Storm, Grassy Terrain, nothing too unexpected there. By breeding your egg moves, Ingrain, Leech Seed, Rage Powder, Rollout, Worry Seed. Big attacks are nice. You get a lot of stab moves, that's for sure. It's a little slow for how frail it is. You give it a nature to boost up its speed. You know, you're probably going to be hitting...
Maybe a run chlorophyll?
Fast and hard. You do have to get that sunny day up first and hope you live to make use of it.
That's why you use it first and then you switch out.
You gotta hope to... I'm not saying you can't make it work. I'm saying you could make it work.
Focus Sash?
Choice Specs?
There you go.
If you're just going to plan on running one move and sweeping? Pretty frail, but if you can find a way to boost up that speed, you're going to do a lot of damage pretty quickly. And in a four-fun run through of the game, going to do all right with this thing. Not much in the way of type coverage. Almost exclusively getting stab moves. But, you know, like you were saying before, pretty good type combination. You're not weak to too much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool thing. Nice design. Anyone have the shiny handy? This would be a cool one, like a rose raid if they changed up the...
I don't think I have one, but I want to say that it turns more of like a gold-yellow color. It's not drastically different. It just has like more of a golden hue.
To one of the heads or to like the entire body?
The body.
I think the whole
thing. So the legs on the body go blue, and then like its chest and then the stem to the heads go like a yellow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's pretty fun. It'd be nice if like the peppers change the different colors too. Like
They switch.
Oh, they just switch sides.
Oh no, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Be like some that only. Could you imagine if that was the shiny? If just they flipped which head was which color?
Oh
God, that would be so annoying to try to find. Are these things in the wild?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find them in the desert.
Hmm.
All I can say is Fuego del Queso's got some competition.
It's true.
Yeah.
I prefer Fuego del Queso, though.
And just for the name alone.
Yeah.
What do you look like? I can't remember.
It was a big, giant burrito that had, like, spicy salsa lava coming out of it. It was a fire poison, as I recall.
Oh, God. So cool.
Signature move, gut bomb. I don't even remember what else I gave him about that shit. That was so funny.
But, yeah, that's the next eight down. We're getting close to the end of the Paldean Pokedex.
We're getting there.
I think we only have one or two like vanilla ones left, and then we're pretty much all in Paradox or Legendaries.
Yeah, I think we got maybe about five more.
Oh, we got form changes too. for the different regional variants, I should say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got, like, maybe 5 normal ones left, probably about 7 or 8 of the paradoxes, and we've only talked about 2 of the legendaries. Haven't talked about the pseudo-legendary. So, if we're going to talk about those guys, too.
Yeah, we're going to get to them. Anything else we need to cover before we close it out here?
Nah, that covers it.
Very good. Next up is going to be the mini show. We'll talk about whatever we feel like. Wes and I promise not to talk exclusively about RPGs the whole time.
Nope. I got Hogwarts to talk about.
Very cool. Very cool. I'll probably get talk a little bit about Octopath. And then...
Yeah.
They got 2 games to talk about.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. I haven't talked about games in a while so long that I've seen it have 2 games
to discuss. I was about to say, you're playing something other than Pokemon?
I'm also playing a 2002 video game, so I can't talk about that yet, but...
For the retro show?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Nice. Mm-hmm. Very cool. But we're going to do a retro show after the mini show. And, God, it is going to be chock full of content. There is some amazing stuff happening in March of 2002. And amazing is, of course, context sensitive.
Well, yeah, you'll be amazed. We'll define that word, what we mean by that later. But, yes, sure.
And, then we'll bring it all home with the official show at the end of the month. That's it. That's the end.
So we're all home.
Bye-bye.